The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Certain people not like me. Everyone got us bag a thing now. Makes true me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spite me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike.
Is brought to you by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, Charles Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Rise Bahamas.
When they think of no food, clean water, we drink up. No me and the dog, them a link up. Big truck, 20 inch rim, just a spin up. The pioneer, just a kicks up.
The Tuesday, May 16th edition of Talking Heads is on and popping. Your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. And yeah, I think we got a lot of bad omens out at the beginning of the baby. But I tell you, happy Tuesday to everybody. I hope everything's going well for you. Hope you had a good day. My crew from Freeport, Sarah Kirkby and the crew that traveling today, so they won't be able to chime in, but we will revisit with them next Tuesday and get all caught up. All right, double dose from Freeport on next Tuesday's show. But what I'll do today is I'll go ahead and open up the lines because there's lots to talk about. All right, phone lines are open, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259 here in New Providence. Toll free in Grand Bahama and any one of the family islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Stream us live, take us wherever you want to go, guardiantalkradio.com, BTC Flow Channel 612, Cable Channel 969, and of course, text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96, that's 422-4796. That's how you get it in, that's how you get it on for fresh news, smart talk all day, right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. So let's jump straight on in. All my trivia heads, you got to wait. The cupboard is bare. We'll be totally restocked by tomorrow, or by Thursday. And then, you know, I'll return to be giving you those opportunities to win all them fantabulous prizes. But I ain't got nothing to give you. Mr. Producer, he's been to the barber. Boy, young, look here, look at the schoolboy. I said in the trend, you know. I noticed I come in with a fresh fit. Now you got a fresh fit. My God. Still a trend set after all these years. I love it. So, let's jump on into the headline, of course, by Fine Threads. Be sure to check them out online, finethreads.com. Do your shopping online, then arrange for pickup at any one of those convenient Fine Thread locations. Top of the Hill, Mackey Street, the flagship store, and the Southwest Shopping Plaza location. Both locations available for you Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. All right. Here's what's blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views in Madison since 1844. Game changer for tourism. Finishing touches being put on 300 million cruise port. And I'll be honest with you. If we can get this right, it is a step in the right direction. The 300 million Nassau cruise port, which is almost completed after 3.5 years of construction, will be a game changer for downtown Nassau and Bahamian tourism. CEO of Nassau Cruise Port, Mike Moore Jr., said yesterday, noting that the transformational development is on track for an official opening on May 26th. We're doing our part to polish the Bahamas brand, said Moore, as lead members of the Nassau Guardian team toured the port yesterday. And all the media was there. So, you know, they're putting this thing out. The baby's ready to roll. This is an example of successful PPP, public-private partnership, and looking right there is another successful example of a PPP. And the Bahamas, I think, has led the way in this area. I mean, the proof's there. But how much of this cruise port is going to trickle down to Bahamians? How much are we going to feel it? And we need to be prepared in order, if we want to feel it, be prepared. So I know this is awesome. Right now, what happens to the old Bay Street? Might I suggest my Fremont Street idea, just like on the old Vegas Strip. When they put the new Vegas Strip up there, the old strip had to do something. Well, do something with will become Old Bay Street. That's got a ton of potential that the tourists off these same cruise ships can enjoy to the fullest. And all Bahamians will be getting a slice of that pie and feeling the trickle down. But I must say, having grown up in the industry, with a father being our captain on a cruise ship, and seeing all the incarnations of this port my entire life, this looks really good. Now, the key word to this after this is maintenance, 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 and more maintenance. Got to maintain it. Got to keep the product real. All right. Keep it moving now. And feel free to chime on in this open lines today. Gibson loses bid to stop trial. In Battle Long Island, MP Adrian Gibson is headed to the Court of Appeal as he seeks to have his corruption trial permanently stayed. The move comes after Justice Cheryl Grant Thompson dismissed a constitutional motion that contended that Gibson couldn't get a fair trial. Gibson's ex may testify in person. Although a Supreme Court judge on Monday approved a request for Alexandra Mackey, a key prosecution witness in the Adrian Gibson corruption trial, to testify remotely, there is a possibility that she will testify in court. Acting Director of Public Prosecutions Cordell Fraser informed Justice Cheryl Grant Thompson that the prosecution is taking steps to secure Mackey's physical presence in the court. Police set up patrols following increase in sexual assaults. In response to an increase in reported sexual assaults in southwestern New Providence, police said that they have increased saturation patrols and intelligence gathering. The latest attack happened early Monday morning. Police reported that two women were sexually assaulted after two men broke into their apartment in the Chippingham area. Pintard tells FNMs, if we want to beat the PLP, we have to be united. As he made a case for why the Davis administration should be voted out of office, Free National Movement leader Michael Pintard last night urged party members to pull together and be united. FNMs, I want you to join me in this chorus, Pintard said during a rally-style meeting at Doris Johnson Senior High School. As I say it, I need you to say it with me. If we are going to defeat this government, and we will by the grace of God, we have to pull together in good times and in bad times. We cannot afford another round. Oh, goodness, and they put it on the back page. And I gotta go figure out, okay, boom, there you go. Another round of this progressive liberal party. The prime minister, I'm told, intends to run for another term. Clearly, he's Joe Biden's cousin. Let me leave that alone. Dear God. Must be something in that septuagenarian water. Or that septuagenarian vitamin supplement, boy. Well, let's see. But if you look at it, some key figures popping up as well, too. Former Democratic National Alliance leader Arinthia Colomoffi greets Free National Movement Michael leader Michael Pintard at last night's rally-style meeting. And I hear some smoke emanating from that meeting as well, too. So let's keep an eye on how all of this pans out. Check the text lines. Nardi, I don't know what you're going to talk about today, but I have a question. Why can't actually illegal immigrants be demolished simply based on the following issues alone? They're building on land that they have no ownership of. They have not been given any town planning approvals for steps in the process of building that every hardworking legal Bahamian citizen must acquire before we can put up a simple shed or wall, etc., on property we already own. Texter, you're preaching to the choir. And if you listened to the show from Abaco yesterday, you're preaching to another choir down there. It's clearly a case that there is an agenda, a secret agenda. There's something going on why this issue can never be resolved by previous administrations and this current administration. There's always a fly in the ointment. And we have to be vigilant and keep our eyes on it. Because before you know it, it'll be a different story. Naughty, I think it's a great idea that they built the new port, but however, the tourists will no longer leave the port anymore. They'll stay within that confine. Downtown will definitely suffer. We'll get to the first break right now. And feel free to chime in on your headliners. All right, well, you know, that's a wrap right there on your headliners, brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. On the flip side of the break, we'll get into the buzz, all brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. And I got a couple of things I'm buzzing on, man, that we got to talk about after the break. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And listen, you don't pick on Dunkin' Donuts. Not when I got a microphone. Rodney, I come in for you right after the break. You better buckle up. You got me buzzing. You'll want to be parliamentarian. Anyhow, take me to the break, Mr. Producer. I got something for you coming up.
after a hurricane or storm, get the Nassau Guardian's Hurricane Guide. The guide will tell you where to purchase building and cleaning supplies, waste disposal, medical care, which auto shop to go to after driving through flooded streets, and much more. The Nassau Guardian's Hurricane Guide will help to make sure everyone knows what to do in the event a hurricane approaches and after it departs. Take advantage of this double insertion opportunity plus 15 radio commercials. Contact us today, 302-2300, 302-2300, or call your account executive. Will you be prepared?
Experience the pure deliciousness of Dunkin's Glazed Donut Breakfast Sandwich. This sweet and savory breakfast treat stacks a fluffy egg and smoked bacon sandwiched in a classic Dunkin' Glazed Donut. Make it a combo with lightly seasoned hash browns and your favorite freshly brewed Dunkin' coffee. Stop by your favorite Dunkin' today and take breakfast to a fun and tasty level with the Dunkin' Glazed Donut Breakfast Sandwich. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is pricey, and pricey is tradition.
So when you
play Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them mother jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
When faced with an illness like cancer, we band together. And we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey for every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org.
Tired of paying too many bills and loan payments each month?
Shrink your monthly debt payments down to one easy payment with our debt consolidation loan.
It also has a built-in savings that pays you 5% interest.
Inquire about our debt consolidation loans today.
Call 356-7764.
From the fried chicken experts, creators of the Kentucky Chicken Sandwich, comes a whole new way to enjoy barbecue. The KFC Crispy Barbecue Sandwich features a 100% premium white meat Kentucky Fried Chicken filet stacked with bacon, cheddar cheese, crispy fried onions, and barbecue sauce on a toasted, buttery brioche bun. The new KFC Barbecue Crispy Sandwich is available only for a limited time. Try one today and enjoy a whole new level of flavor. KFC, it's finger-licking good.
With fine style, with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, look great, then fine threads is your place. With fine style, with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place, is your place, is your place.
Got you right here on the Tuesday, May 16th edition of Talking Heads, you know, right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Let me check the text lines real quick as we slide into the buzz, all brought to you, of course, by John's Shoes. Don't forget new arrivals every Monday and Tuesday at John's. Be sure to check out my wide selection for men, women, and children, casual, formal, athletic, all right? And ladies, they got the sandals in for the summer and the wedges, so be sure to check them out, both locations, John's Plaza Carmichael and the flagship store on Rosetta today. And remember, John, serving you is a pleasure. Let me check the text lines. Naughty, I think the only way to cure this problem is for every Bahamian that currently does not already have a piece of property and a home, buy a piece of crown land, and let's just start building in mass. Do you want to see how fast this government will have the law on our backs? This place is just a big cesspool of corruption and black leaders who actually hate to see their own black people succeed. Ouch. And they say what they say about the truth. All right, let's go to the phone line. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads.
Hey, Marco, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on, Spoggy?
You know, I've been trying to get this thing cleared up because I can't seem to get it cleared up over these years with this illegal, legal Haitian, American, Jamaican, whatever it is, situation. Because we keep talking it over and over, and people get to the point where they get to, you don't like this one and you don't like that one. I'm trying to get this thing, what we call the law of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. If you break the law, aren't you supposed to suffer some sort of penalty?
Yeah, that's why the laws are written, correct, Sparky?
And then it comes from, they're written, they're ratified, they voted on, they agree, it's signed off, it's gazetted, and then it goes to the lawyers that they have the option to, clarify the law after everything has been done, right? You could lose, you could win by technicality, or is the lawyers impressed?
Oh,
they assume the law to me. But what I'm trying to find out, okay, Andre, you come into, a male and a female come into the country illegally, on an illegal boat, land on our land, in the middle of the night, build an illegal residence on a land that don't belong to them. After that, they turn around and have a baby here. First of all, mommy's here illegally, daddy's here illegally, the home they live in is illegal, that they born here now, the child born here. So if you born here, the illegal parents, living on illegal property and everything, you still have the right when you reach 18 to say, we can't send you home, or you can apply to be citizenship. Have you heard the voice note going around apparently for a Haitian person in Abaco?
There's been multiple ones circulating, but I think I've heard the one that you're referencing, Sparky.
The one that came out this morning?
Myself.
Listen a minute.
No. Come on now. We had the capability of playing that yesterday, Sparky. But there are IRCA protocols and regulations. That's why we didn't play it. Okay? But we get the gist. And the gist of the voice note said there were, you know, leaders of foreign national, Haitian national, Eleuthera, and New Providence. One of those names called on that voice note, Sparky, that you were about to play, reached out to me today. Has no idea how his name got caught up in that, and it'll be on the show next week. So we can wait till next week, and we can address that and have that conversation. Let's go back to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads. Got to turn your radio down for me. Hello? Oh, the war room out again today. They back to that foolishness. Afternoon, Audie. How long does it take for a person to be charged or not charged for a crime done? I want to know. Well, I guess it depends on the crime. I guess it depends on the investigators. All of that. Let's go back to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads.
Audie.
Hey, turn your radio down for me, please.
Okay. To get rid of that problem in Abaco, just don't give the Haitians them no more jobs. They can't work, they can't stay. So, problem solved.
Yeah, I mean, that might be a solution, a partial solution. But
yeah,
I mean,
man, if they don't get no job, they let's leave. Let's tell that fellow what you talk to every Monday. Talk to him and tell them, don't give them no more jobs. That's problem solved.
No more jobs, that eliminates it. So where will they go from Abaco if they can't stay there because no more jobs?
They go to the United States, the door open.
Huh?
The door open to the United States. Or go back home. They need them more back home than we need them, yeah.
So you say punt them in either direction, eh? USA
yes,
this
sir.
Way, back home that way. See you later.
Yes, sir. Yes, honey.
Yeah, like all the MTV crib saying, you know, You ain't got to go, but you got to get the hell up out of here.
Yes, sir. You got it.
All right,
you
my brother.
No job, no food, no water, no light. put their game back on, more go to his
state. No, 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 don't say no lie to that, because they find a way to get light now and water.
But whose sockness is that on?
We got to, you know, you want to talk about no jobs, you got to crack down on the Bahamians, giving them jobs, empowering them, and enabling them.
The same buddy you talk to every Monday. He got the voice of Abaco.
So they say.
Let him do the talking.
John Caller.
Thank you, big brother. I listen to you all the time.
I appreciate you, man. All the time, I appreciate you, man. Always.
Respect, baby.
Same way. Now, I got to address something here now. I got to, we into the bars, right, Mr. Producer? So. Get the button ready, because I'm trying to go into Joker's Wild mode, right? But I got to call up my good friend, Rodney Monker. And I use the term loosely, talk show host. And, you know, politician, former senator, consultant now. Why are you belly aching at 5:30 in the morning, Rodney, on Facebook Live from the airport? Because Dunkin' Donuts isn't open yet. You saying it's closed. Give me the impression like it's totally closed, which it wasn't. It just hadn't opened yet. Now, I know you ain't used to good coffee. You used to drinking that, like, motor oil-looking coffee from La Place Ron in Oaksfield where you try boycott. That's why you sit under the trees and you be courtyard looking up at the trees. Sipping that bad coffee. Jonesing for some good Dunkin' coffee. So I get it. You were fired up. Because you ain't used. You ain't used to good things. So I understand why you was all fired up. But don't go on no social media running out talking out the side of your neck. Popping off. About this franchise should be removed. And a license taken. Dum dum. That's a Bahamian owned franchise. Bahamians bought that franchise. Okay? A Bahamian-owned and operated company bought that franchise. Company been doing multiple brands for multiple years. Helping out this nation on multiple levels for multiple years. Owns that franchise. So how stupid do you sound saying remove a Bahamian franchise and replace it with another Bahamian franchise? Or because you just ain't use. Now you know it. They should revoke that consultancy contract of yours, because crime going up. You ain't taking no bite out of crime. You want to take a bite out of a donut, but you ain't want to take no bite out of crime, your consultancy job. That's what you need to do. Instead of beating up your gums uselessly on social media over coffee. Now, what I could do for you, since you ain't use, is I can come by your show tomorrow, and I can drop you off some Dunkin' Donuts and some Dunkin' coffee. Okay? And while I'm there, your ratings will probably go back up too, because you know I got them all in the afternoon now too. That's why you're probably a little salty too hot for coffee. So I can do you a favor twice tomorrow. I can boost your ratings and I can bring you some Dunkin'. Then I can come to my show. I'm talking at the side of your neck early in the morning. Why don't talk about crime and fighting it and how we reduce it, or how we can protect our women that are being raped shamelessly in abundance over the last couple of weeks? Or a whole nation of young men that we're losing to gun and drug violence and gang culture. Why don't talk on that? I tell you, boy, a smartphone in the hands of anyway. Let me just leave that alone. Hey, Rodney, know better? Do better. I can get you some donuts tomorrow, man, because you look really bad beating up your gum early in the morning. All right? Real talk. And when you come after me, make sure I say my name right. Because I know you ain't too good with the phonics. So if you need help, call me and I'll tell you how to pronounce it. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty, what's up?
Hey, what's happening?
I don't know how you could give that fella a promotion.
No. I'm taking care of my good sponsors. I'm worried about him.
You ain't no talk show host, though.
That's why I say I use the term loosely.
Very loosely. I didn't know that's a propagandist. You're not talk shows.
So what you got for me, man?
Because I ain't seen that nonsense. He got that slap on the wrist consultantship on the grind.
Like the old people say, it looks like things getting worse, not better.
That's right. So listen, and I know you ain't there yet, but let me just say, Denver can sweep the Lakers, okay? I'm waiting for Pearly to come on. I'll call back later on.
Okay.
But I believe it's going to be a sweep.
And let me guess, you got the heat in five, right?
Huh?
And you got the heat in five, right?
No, the heat Celtics game, that series going to seven.
But you got the heat in that.
Who you think I can pull for? The Heat is my team. Who else? I like you.
Listen, yeah, the Lakers is still my team. I just don't, support brown sexuality and idiocy and gun violence either.
You're cozying up now. You're under the cover now. You're under the cover. You was in the bathroom first. Now you're under the cover.
Yeah, I'm getting closer. I'll soon be back. Hey, since we're talking about great talk shows, man, you know, in the words of my good friend Darrell Miller, hey, I never left. All right? Remember that?
Boy, things started. Hey, you something else, boy, naughty.
Yeah.
You something else.
I can see you at five, man.
All right, okay.
All right, let's get to the break, man, Mr. Producer. And on the flip side of the break, I'll hook you up with the global warming. We're seeing the planet in 60 seconds or less. So I brought to you, of course, by Prism and Dunkin' Donuts Coffee Baking. Get you ready for the news at 5. Good stuff this first hour, everybody. Chime in and keep it right where you got it. The Tuesday, May 16th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Juicy fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius! Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with 4 thighs and 4 legs, fried to golden perfection, plus 4 buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius! Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
People, what you thinking?
We want something different. Uh-huh.
People, what you wanting?
We want local government.
I can tell them no more slunking.
We want to see it function.
I can tell them no more joking.
I forgot.
Going down Blue Hill Road. Going down Village Road. Going down Nassau Road. We want local government. We want local government. We want local government.
Shadow,
we want local government.
We are called for local government.
Sign the petition and find out more information at risebahamas.net.
Oh, Shoes and Accessories is one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, Johns is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with Johns' great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. Johns also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at Johns, where we put fashion at your feet.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of the family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Experience the pure deliciousness of Dunkin's Glazed Donut Breakfast Sandwich. This sweet and savory breakfast treat stacks a fluffy egg sandwiched inside a split classic Dunkin' Glazed Donut. Make it a combo with lightly seasoned hash browns and your favorite freshly brewed Dunkin' coffee. Stop by your favorite Dunkin' today and take breakfast to a fun and tasty level with the Dunkin' Glazed Donut Breakfast Sandwich. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
We're back at you right here on the Tuesday, May 16th edition of Talking Heads. And right now it's time to get up into the global warming. We're seating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. And don't forget, it's Crazy Tuesdays, man. It's all about the Crazy Tuesday deals going on at KFC. You get 5 pieces of chicken for $10, all right? Go down there and get yourself hooked up, man, okay? And while you're there, be sure to check out the sandwiches. Oh, man. Check out the KFC Deluxe. Check out the Club. All right? Yeah, man, it's all good. And check out that barbecue joint. Oh, my God, that barbecue thing is off the chain. With crispy onions on the top and the cheese and the barbecue sauce. Woo! Be sure to check them out today. And don't forget the KFC drive-thrus opening late and frying for you until midnight. All right? All right. All right, let's chime on in. Let's see what's heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. Like I said, all brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. And where do we start? Lots to talk about. Lots to talk about. Ah, here we go. Okay, Harrison Ford's Yellowstone prequel series will end with season two. And, of course, AM radio is now out, okay? BMW, Volkswagen, Mazda, and Tesla are removing AM radios from new electric vehicles because electric engines can't interfere with the sound of... because electric engines can interfere with the sound of AM stations. NBC's Peacock streaming service will host its first exclusive NFL game on December 23rd when it broadcasts a primetime matchup between the Los Angeles Chargers and the Buffalo Bills. A new mascot called Alley Hoop aims to spotlight the gender wage gap. NBA mascots earn more than the highest paid player in the NBA. What? The top three NBA mascots earn more than the highest paid player in the NBA? Mr. Producer, Google that stat for me, please. I need to see if that's true. Superman and Lois season 4 is likely to move to HBO Max if the CW cancels it. Doyle Brunson, the godfather of poker and two-time World Series champion, died Sunday. He was 89. Whenever you get 10 deuce in poker, you got Brunson. And if somebody beats you with 10 deuce, you got Brunson. Big celebrations in Portugal where Bobby, the world's oldest living dog ever, turned 31 last week. A university professor has broken the record for the longest time living underwater without depressurization this weekend at the Florida Keys Lodge for scuba divers. He went underwater March 1st and has been there ever since. All right, Jamie Foxx's daughter says the actor has been out of the hospital for several weeks now and is recovering, but it was touch and go there for a while. And finally, Martha Stewart is now in the record books as the oldest ever Sports Illustrated swimsuit model at age 81. Do not look. Do not look at the... Do not look. Do not look. Don't do it. Don't do it to yourself. Don't do it. And that's a wrap right there. On the Global Warming, we're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. Listen. Don't be talking. Whatever happens in the Talking Heads group chat, stay in the Talking Heads group chat. You don't bring it to the Talking Heads show. That group chat is a whole different breed of animal for itself. That's why it stays there. You really want Erica call me? Anyhow. And see what you call us now? Bang, bang, bang. Four texts. Naughty, send me the link to that group, please. Send me the link to that group. No, y'all, hold on. Hold on. All right. Now I need to see this. Just like NBA players, there are also great discrepancies in pay among mascots. The highest paid one is Rocky the Mountain Lion, a representative of the Denver Nuggets, who earns $625,000 a year. This figure is more than 10 times the median salary for the job. Okay? So, I don't know what that mascot was trying to say. You ain't getting paid more than LeBron. You ain't getting paid more than Steph. All right? I'm sorry. But you want me to put on a fluffy suit for $625,000 a year? I'll do it. Kirby, would you do it for $625,000 a year? You dress me up like a chick Charney and beat me till candy come out for $750,000 a year? I'll do it right in front of Bay Street, in front of the cruise terminal, the new cruise terminal, right there. As soon as you come off, beat the piñata. $750,000 a year. I'll take it. According to Boardroom TV, a media network founded by Kevin Durant and Rich Kleiman, the average salary of professional mascot amounts to some $60,000 per year. All right? Different perspective right there when you think of $60,000 per year. Thank you, Mr. Producer, for that info. All right. So there you have it. Let me slide in my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break. And listen, people, you got to get to Dunkin'. My God, that breakfast sandwich is off the chain. Breakfast sandwich. The glazed donut. Yes. You got the salty and the sweet going on. Yes, indeed. All right? And it's popping, a glazed donut breakfast sandwich, sweet and savory. We got the glazed donut, the egg, the cheese, and the bacon. And it's a pop. It's a party in your mouth. Definitely want to check that out. All right. And don't forget, the coffees are back as well. All right. And big up to all the nurses, man. It's Nurses Month, and all nurses get 10% off when you show your healthcare workers ID at time of purchase at any Dunkin' location. All right? So there you have it. Go, 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 go. And check them out on the coffees, like I told you. All right? Hot or cold, they got it going on for you. So be sure to check them out. Your favorite Dunkin' location. Downtown Bay Street, Paradise Island, Palmdale, Brennan Road with the drive-thru, East Street South with the drive-thru, Carmichael, the newest location, and at the airport, pre-clearance and post-clearance. No matter what that donut Rodney Wonka got to say. All right? That's ample opportunities for you to be running on Dunkin', because you know the Bahamas runs on Dunkin'. All right, we're getting you ready to get into the news coming up. All right, so we'll take the second break, get into the news, flip side of the news. We'll be talking sports. Pearlie will be in the building, and we'll continue to Tuesday, May 16th edition of Talking Heads right after this.
From the fried chicken experts, creators of the Kentucky Chicken Sandwich, comes a whole new way to enjoy barbecue. The KFC Crispy Barbecue Sandwich features a 100% premium white meat stacked with bacon, cheddar cheese, crispy fried onions, and barbecue sauce on a toasted, buttery brioche bun. The new KFC Barbecue Crispy Sandwich is available only for a limited time. Try one today and enjoy a whole new level of flavor. KFC, it's finger-licking good.
Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. Is your place, is your place.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is pricey, and pricey is tradition.
So when you
play Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
After a hurricane or storm, get the Nassau Guardians Hurricane Guide. The guide will tell you where to purchase building and cleaning supplies, waste disposal, medical care, which auto shop to go to after driving through flooded streets, and much more. The Nassau Guardians Hurricane Guide will help to make sure everyone knows what to do in the event a hurricane approaches and after it departs. Take advantage of this double insertion opportunity plus 15 radio commercials. Contact us today, 302-2300. 302-2300. Call your account executive. Will you be prepared?
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and we set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Experience the pure deliciousness of Dunkin's Glazed Donut Breakfast Sandwich. This sweet and savory breakfast treat stacks a fluffy egg and smoked bacon, sandwiched inside a split classic Dunkin' Glazed Donut. Make it a combo with lightly seasoned hash browns and your favorite freshly brewed Dunkin' coffee. Stop by your favorite Dunkin' today and take breakfast to a fun and tasty level with the Dunkin' Glazed Donut Breakfast Sandwich. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
People, what you thinking?
We want something different.
People, what you wanting?
We want local government.
I can tell them no more slunking.
We want CH function.
I can tell them no more joking.
I forgot.
Going down Blue Hill Road, going down Village Road, going down Nassau Road. We want local government. We want local government.
That's right.
We want local government.
Get off for local government.
Sign the petition and find out more information at risebahamas.net.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
The 6th edition of the Bahamas Games are on the way. July 7th through the 15th, get ready for inter-island sporting competition in the spirit of unity and camaraderie. Which island is gonna win? It's the Bahamas Games. Our nation, our talent, our games. And look out for the B Games crew coming to your island soon. For more information, call 809-1242 or visit thebahamasgames.org.
From the fried chicken experts, creators of the Kentucky Chicken Sandwich, comes a whole new way to enjoy barbecue. The KFC Crispy Barbecue Sandwich features a wet chicken filet stacked with bacon, cheddar cheese, crispy fried onions, and barbecue sauce on a toasted, buttery brioche bun. The new KFC Barbecue Crispy Sandwich is available only for a limited time. Try one today and enjoy a whole new level of flavor. KFC, it's finger-licking good.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them mother jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We can make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
The Tuesday news right now. We're into the 5 o'clock hour. I'm sure Pearlie will be zooming in shortly. Keep an eye out for Pearlie, Mr. Producer. I'm sure he'll chime on in short order. But we'll set it off like we do each and every day when we get into the 5 o'clock hour today in sports history. All brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Well, with the trip out there to the Old Fort Chapman Plaza Monday through Friday, great for lunch and dinner. Then on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, great for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Breakfast starting at 9 a.m. Don't forget, happy hour every Wednesday, every Friday at Naughty Johnny's, 5 to 7 p.m. All right, here's what happened on this day, May 16th, in sports history. 1869, the Cincinnati Reds played their first baseball game. 1914, the American Horseshoe Pitchers Association was formed in Kansas City, Kansas. 1925, WHAS made the first network broadcast of the Kentucky Derby. 1932, the New York Yankees got their fourth consecutive shutout. The feat tied the record with Cleveland and Boston. 1933, Cecil Travis became the first player to get five hits in his first game. 1939, the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians met at Scheib Park in Philadelphia for the first baseball game they played under the lights in the American League. 1954, Ted Williams got eight hits in his first game, a doubleheader. 1965, Jim Palmer of the Baltimore Orioles made his pitching debut. 1972, Greg Luzinski hit a home run in which the ball hit the Liberty Bell Monument in Philadelphia's Veterans Stadium. 1979, the National League approved the sale of the Astros from Ford Motors to John J. McMullen for $19 million. 1981, Craig Reynolds of the Astros hit three triples against the Chicago Cubs. 1985, Michael Jordan was named Rookie of the Year in the NBA. 1994, Jennifer Capriati was arrested on charges of possession of marijuana. 1996, Sammy Sosa became the first Chicago Cub player to hit two home runs in one inning. 1997, Gary Gaetti of the St. Louis Cardinals recorded his 2,000th hit. 2003, the Anaheim Mighty Ducks defeated the Minnesota Wild 2-1. The win advanced the Mighty Ducks to the Stanley Cup Finals for the first time in franchise history. Sports quote of the day, the difference between a successful person and others is not a lack of strength, not a lack of knowledge, but rather a lack of will. Vince Lombardi. And that's a wrap right there on Today in Sports History, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Any pearly sighting yet? So we'll wait for the pearl. I don't want Pearl to miss out on this. Sounds like he's here.
I'm right here, my brother, in the flesh, in the skin, and in my body.
But listen here, buddy. Mystery Dolphin, a.k.a. Sheethead this time of year, but he was done calling for 440.
Imagine Mystery, I ain't playing with it. Mystery duck me.
You ain't got to tell me now. We all know how he's ducked. That's why he's calling Mystery.
So what's happening, Naughty?
Boy, big night tonight, Pearly.
Yeah, but before we get to that, this John Moran thing really, really, really been bothering me.
Okay.
So I find out some other information. These two things are recent things. He done had an incident where his mother was at the finish line buying some stuff. Didn't like the way the 17-year-old kid, little kid, was dealing with her. Didn't like the service. Before she called the manager, she calls and called Ja. Oh, this boy ain't doing what he's supposed to do. He comes up with 8 or 9 of his boys to beat the crap out of this boy. The security put him out to go to the parking lot. He arrived with the security, tracked the security. Had another incident where he and Emily boy was playing basketball in Memphis. Didn't like what was going on. Beat this dude down. Emily dude had a row. He pulled a gun. He showed a girl a gun and leave. His same best friend got in an argument with the Indiana Pacers in the middle of the game, come out on the floor, get barred out the stadium. Then after that, him and the boy sitting in the car and all the Indiana Pacers players see these little red dot on their skin, like somebody holding a gun. You know, had a gun with the. His mother was at another game, didn't like the comments the fans was making, but his daughter, Ja's sister, gets in an argument with the dude, goes up into the girl face and gets in an argument with her and carry his bunch of boys again. And this dude doesn't want to be tough, man. I've lost all confidence in him. I don't have a problem if an NBA suspending for a year now.
All right, Purdy. Let me answer this as objectively as I can without you accusing me of being a defense lawyer, okay?
Okay.
All right? The incident you mentioned about the finish line, the incident you mentioned about the pickup game, those were the incidents that he spent the 8-game suspension on. All right? However,
No, the A-game suspension wasn't on those.
It was on those. It was a kid that he gun-butted with the pickup basketball game.
How many suspensions he got?
He had the one for 8 games.
No, that was for the gun, Instagram, and the nightclub.
Okay, well, maybe they didn't even do anything about the gun button situation with this kid because no charges were pressed, no charges were filed.
No charge. What you think happened? Oh, man, I come back to check you. Come on, put a couple of dollars in the
hand,
probably.
Yeah, probably, or whatever. But what I'm saying is those were mentioned before, and I think that was part of incidents that were on the docket, you know what I mean?
Okay.
That went along with that guy, but I'm not taking up for it. The other incidents are totally ridiculous, okay? And let me tell you something. I speak from a personal standpoint when I say I have been part of an NBA entourage. One of my best friends on the planet is Stacey Augmon.
Yeah, I know that.
And listen, we always made sure no problem came Stacey way. Not that he was in any kind of problems or issues. But you know how it is. When you go out, you don't be the problem for your celebrity friend. And you don't let your celebrity friend get in a problem.
Exactly.
But you do it in a correct way. And you have managers and, you know what I mean, reps and so on and so forth amongst that entourage, so cooler heads prevail. And there was always one person with legalese, if you know what I mean, with that legal mind. Okay? You got to be sharp. Because there's a lot of people that go out there and bait you into it. Because like you say, I get him to punch me in the mouth, we settle out of court.
But my whole thing about it is, your mother, no, you're an NBA star. What's she calling you to the place for?
No, listen, listen. Your mother? No, stop. Let me just finish, Pearly. That bears to tell me that kind of interaction between parent and child shows that they're what I call bad parents. You know, when you coach, you got good parents and you got bad parents, right? Yeah, they strike me as the parents that were forced in jail from the inception in every which way and every which angle. He comes off very entitled, okay? And mom's is milking it and pops is milking it. And I cry shame on them for that, because at some point as a parent, you need to be able to tell them when nobody else can, they doing one bunch of fool. And if you've lost that as a parent, then you're just a bigger part of the problem as anybody else. As the hanger-oners and the homeboys and the wannabes. And y'all got to be smart. Y'all got to be real smart. I mean, you're looking at $231 million. And guess what? I am with Kwame Brown. Yes, he's still one of my favorite. Yeah, he's still my favorite player. I think he's a great player on the court. But the issues off the court, I'm with Kwame Brown. He's NBA dumb boy. Not young boy, but dumb boy. Because you keep making the same stupid mistakes.
Yeah.
So the stance I take with Ja is like the stance I would take with one of my own. I would be severely disappointed. I would chastise you. I'd intervene. But again, I gotta give you the support, because there's a tremendous amount of talent there. And you don't want to see a person go completely down the wrong road. So I think the league needs to intervene. The organization needs to intervene. And the parents need to get their head right and intervene. Or some family members who are more stable than the parents need to intervene.
Yeah, because it's ridiculous.
Because Jago gonna end up as a statistic, and I hate to say it, but he's gonna end up as a statistic, either locked up, a casualty, a fatality. I don't want to see that.
And the thing about it is, he only makes $12 million now, but he stands to make two. He got a 5-year
$231 million guaranteed. Look at him in the face.
Jesus, Lord, and thy mercy, hear my prayer.
That's a typical standard. When you're dumb, you're dangerous.
You getting 40, you turning down 40 to done and carry on like use the tug.
Listen.
Come on, the hell of that. You could buy 100 new friends.
Text, I agree with you. How many mistakes is Ja going to make, and how many pardons are we going to give him? Now, listen. This is the first flurry of incidents that we've heard from Ja since he came in the league. We see that it's related to immaturity. And some people just love guns. They fixated with guns.
Well, he is from a state where you don't have to have a license. You can spare it, everything like that. So
I think
legally, he did nothing wrong. Legally, he's done nothing wrong when it comes to that.
But however, what you're doing for a league, you need a suspension. And you need a suspension. And Will Bond was talking about it going home later. He wanted one with teeth. I don't know if the league's going to do it, but they need an indefinite or at least a 25-game suspension and let this kid feel it. Without pay.
He got to feel it in the pocket, because, you know, he thinking I could drop $50,000 on this club, everything cool, blah, blah, blah.
But then whether you like him or not.
Now you get it, you're in use. Let me show you what it is not to have it again.
And whether you like it or not, the jersey sales haven't been affected. He's still going to be a face of the league coming up.
Right, but I would be interested to see if he get all the money cut off, all where these friends can be. They'll stick
no,
with
they
it.
No, they need to. Ah, boy. The NBA don't need him. The NBA will survive without him. Come on, you're being a little drastic, okay?
Yeah, I know.
I'm talking about drastic.
What did Texas say?
The NBA don't need him. They'll survive without Ja.
I mean, yeah, technically they probably will, but it'll take a blow. It'll take a hit. Memphis will take a hit. The team will take a hit.
That's a matter of opinion.
And let me tell you what it does. Let me tell you what it does. NBA may not miss him that much, but what it does, it puts a stain on other young black players coming up. And it puts a scrutiny on them. And it puts pressure on them, but it's not needed because of the stupidness and the dumbness this guy did. And there's a caller yesterday said, he was a little upset when I called Ja stupid. I want to be clear to the caller. I'm calling what he's done as stupid.
Immature action.
He made some stupid mistakes,
I'm looking at the text. Not even Magic and Bird retired the NBA Van Arnman. The Chicago Bulls, Michael Jordan retired the NBA Van Arnman. Kobe Bryant retired the NBA Van Arnman. Yeah, but they had faces to take the league. When Jordan retired, it was Kobe them to take the mantle. When Magic and Bird were getting up there, it was Jordan to take the mantle. So Ja was part of that young wave that was going to take the mantle. So I get it, the league will go on, but obviously it's going to take a hit. It's going to take a hit. No, your point was the league was going to survive completely without him, Dexter. Nah, I think we found common ground because that's your point exactly. The league would go on without him. The league went on, okay? But they have faces to turn over to. Ja's one of them faces they want to turn over to.
Now the white guy, but you don't see these white guys waving guns out there. You don't see them getting them kind of deals.
No, listen. Players are going to make mistakes over and over. We've seen it happen over and over. Okay? But at the end of the day, in this situation, where it's dealing with guns, I think Ja could be turned into a positive example rather than a negative one out of all this, you know, and be an advocate for responsible gun control, gun possession, and so on and so forth. You know, as a kid who likes guns.
Yeah. Well, that's fine. I
don't know. Try to put a positive spin on all of this, because obviously he keeps making the same mistakes. He keeps running with the same crowd. So, yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, that's my feel of that. I can't let that obsess.
Like 50 Cent said, his old man said to him, you'll be as successful as the mofos who you talk to. Meaning, if you talk to an ignorant son of a gun, you're going to get ignorant. You know what I mean? If you talk to a smart person, you see what I'm saying? So yeah. Maybe John needs to surround himself with some smart mofos instead of some ignorant mofos.
He's like, come hang out with me a little bit. Let me guide him.
I can show you how to spend our money right.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And that's as much fun and don't be in the crowd's eye.
And the texter chimes in at Ed Dan and says, Lakers all day.
All day and all night. All day and all night.
So that's a good segue. Let's talk about that, Pearly.
Okay.
You might be on to something. Because quietly, you know, in the first two rounds of this series, the Lakers have won game one.
Yeah.
I think it's imperative that the Lakers win game one tonight to keep that kind of streak going. I think if they don't win game one, it takes a different turn for them. Not that they'll lose, but it takes a different turn as to what they've been doing over the last two series.
I think they need to take one in Denver, whether it's game one or game two. But I think taking game one sets the stage.
Puts a different pressure on the opponent.
Yes, yes. I think it sets the table. They go into Denver, take game one, it sets the table because then you don't want to lose game two. So Denver has to play extra hard. And if you take two on Denver, oh my goodness, what's going on? They're going back to LA down 0-2.
Right, that but what if you leave Denver down 2-0?
That is not a big deal because you're not expected to win those two games. You got to win your two at home. You got to win your two at home and then try to win that fifth game in Denver.
I know you've been last night, but you're in rare form today, but you could put on suit right now and win a constituency. My God. Boy, that's spinning like Lignum Valley top right now, Pearly. I ain't gonna lie, boy. Everything I throw into you, you just like, ting, ting. I have answer, Daniel, son.
Yeah, Pearly.
You may not be right, but you got an answer. I ain't gonna lie.
Hey, I got it right. Hey, you sound right.
No, I think the key tonight, though, and I keep hearing this crazy talk. It's time to insert Tristan Thompson into the lineup. I think that's detrimental for the Lakers if they insert him into the lineup.
Don't worry about that. I don't think that guy.
I think that's some posturing.
He may come in and say, you know, let me sit this young man out. But, you know, they didn't play Lonnie Walker straight through, and all of a sudden Lonnie Walker coming in and starts scoring some buckets. They may bring Tristan and then be like, oh my goodness, Tristan does have the experience.
He does.
Not condoning that he should play.
But he hasn't played any kind of minutes this year, okay? You might be in shape, but you ain't in basketball shape. And you're going up against the Joker?
That's true.
If they had this in mind for seeing a possible confrontation with the Joker and the Nuggets, then you should have been getting some minutes in the blowouts more than you did over the last two series.
That's true.
So I don't know where that's coming from.
That's true.
So, you know, there's several ways to look at it. I'm looking at I look at the Lakers, and this is who's going to have to step up and be consistent for the Lakers like they've done so far in the postseason. LeBron leads the team in scoring with 23 points a game. Okay? AD, 21.2. AD leads the team in rebounds, 14 a game. LeBron leads the team in assists with 5 a game, and Schroeder with 3. Those guys got to get their averages or better.
Yeah.
Now, the good thing about it is You got some robust potential in that starting lineup outside of James and Davis. You got Russell, who's averaging 15. Reeves, who's averaging 15. And Hachimura with 11. Now, the majority of Hachimura's damage came in the Memphis series, not the last series against Golden State.
But he may not have 11 points and stuff like that. But he did have some key buckets. You know,
agreed.
On a run, you need a quick bucket. He got a drive. He gave a bucket. He got some really key buckets in the series.
The key to all of this is Lonnie Walker, who is averaging 7 points in 13 minutes. But we know that he's combustible. He could score a lot of points in a short period of time.
Yeah, we know that.
Now, where it gets interesting, if you look at Denver, on the other hand, all right, similar situation. They seem to be more balanced on paper, but paper is here nor there, all right?
Yeah.
Jokic
paper
average.
Like a bad woman, lay down, let you put anything on it.
Hey, God. All right. The whole key to Denver is Jokic. 30 points a game, 12 rebounds a game, almost 13 a game, and almost 10 assists a game at 9.7, almost averaging a triple-double.
Yeah.
But here's the deal. He got help, though. You got Murray averaging 25, Porter at 14, Gordon at 13, Brown, and then there's still that cagey old veteran, Jeff Green, who's still in the league, my God, with 7 off the bench. So I think Denver goes a little deeper on paper. Depending on the matchup and the defense the Lakers play, they could be successful and throw a ripple in Denver's, you know, plan of action and game plan. But they gotta be stout defensively. They got to. If they make mistakes defensively, they will pay.
There's a reason why Caldwell Pope is not in the Lakers uniform anymore, and somebody else is in his post, in his position. So
it was called clear the money to get Westbrook in there and all of that and make room. All right. He's a clutch guy. If they could have kept him, they would have.
Okay. They got you.
That's a clutch dude, man. He's been with clutch for a minute.
Nah. I don't want mystery to think Miami reached right to the end of its road right here. I think Boston got a good scare from Philly. I think Boston was awakened. And I think Boston can sweep the Heat, if not beat them in 5.
What? The phone is ringing, Pearly. This could be the mystery man now. The phone is ringing. This could be the mystery one now. We got 2 calls. So let's see who's who. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Naughty, I have no idea what Pearly
okay,
said.
Okay. Mystery, send it right back
don't
to you.
So
don't go nowhere. Just hold tight. We're coming right back to you. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, I think someone needs to send a doctor to Pearly to check his temperature to see if he's okay.
Okay, why? What happened?
The young man just said Boston Celtics are going to sweep the Miami Heat. Someone needs to get to Pearly to check his temperature.
Is he on both lines?
It's okay.
This dude is on both lines. That's how bad he went, dog. Hang him up on one, man. Jesus, buddy, go ahead. You and Mystery, go get at it. I can sit right here.
Mystery. You and
someone
I
need to
some do,
Pearly, someone need to
both
check your
us,
temperature because I don't believe Mystery, you well. I don't believe you.
Mystery,
you were sounding Mystery, good lately. But right now,
brother.
I don't believe you well. I don't believe you watch the Miami Heat-Milwaukee game. I don't believe you watch the Miami Heat-Knicks series. I don't believe you watch none of those. I don't believe you understand that an eight seed jumper to the third round of the playoffs. I don't believe you do you really realize that. And now you're stating Boston Jets just came out of Philadelphia at the skin of their teeth because James Harden defaulted. Okay? And what you're representing now is that the Boston Celtics are going to sweep the Miami Heat. This is the second consecutive year in the Eastern Conference Finals. 7-game series they went to. And you were telling me that the Celtics are going to sweep the Miami Heat. That's very... Come on, man. Your temperature, if you could, for yourself, or call a nurse. Okay?
Mystery,
can I
get a word in?
Carry on, Smart.
Can I get a word in? Mystery. We both were wrong in the last series. You said the Lakers was finished. I said the Heat were finished. The 7-round Lakers are now in the Western Conference Finals. The 8-seed Heat are in the
And he
Conference
said the
Finals.
Nuggets can sweep the Lakers, by the way. He said that earlier.
I know he said that. Now, the Heat beat a injured depleted, limping Milwaukee Bucks, so I don't count that serious. The Heat beat a Knicks team that I think are a player away from being a contender. The Heat is not an eighth place team. The Heat is a team that underachieved. They had their players just putting in their business, don't worry about their nerves, and they finally started to put their little act together. I don't think you got enough to beat Boston. I'm just being honest. Sweepers may be a little drastic. But I believe that Boston will win that series. I believe the Lakers and Boston will play for number 18 in the NBA Finals. That's my belief. I believe it's more appealing. It's more reliant, and it will happen.
Well, I think it will be a better storyline, Purdy. It definitely will be. Let's go to the next call. I think we got a couple of callers. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? All right, let's go to the next. Talking Heads.
No. I got hung up on.
Okay, go ahead.
And yeah, listen, Pearly, you really off the right here. Okay, see, I don't want to hear nothing but storyline. I don't want to hear, but that was a little bit drastic. I don't want to hear none of that because at the beginning of the Milwaukee Miami Heat series, you said the Miami Heat players are just playing their roles. That's
yes, I did that. I'm not running away from that. I said that.
Then what we did, we beat Milwaukee. Then we went on to New York. And
yes.
Then you said the Knicks was going to beat the Miami Heat. And now what you're doing, see, what you're trying to do is you're trying to ease it up right now. Let me say something to you, Pearly. I want you to continue to watch. The Miami Heat are going to make a believer out of you, my friend.
You said to me that Memphis will destroy the Lakers.
Guess what? Your crying days are going to start tonight, Pearls. The Joker is going to make. Okay.
You're not hearing me. You told me that Memphis was going to destroy the Lakers. You told me that Golden State was going to destroy the Lakers, and you're saying the same thing. So you and I are basically.
I didn't say destroy. I did not say destroy. I did not say destroy.
I was hoping that
Memphis stop y'all. I was really, really looking forward to Steph Curry and Klay Thompson stopping y'all. But I believe those young bucks that the Lakers pick up, Reeves and all of them. Those young bucks really put you all over there. You right there believing in Anthony Davis. Anthony Davis, if he get injured, the Lakers fall. You understand me?
If Jimmy Butler get injured, the Heat finish. Same thing.
No, my brother. No, that don't go like that.
We have some good role players.
The Heat will beat Boston. You really believe
that's
that Jimmy
when,
Butler
that's when Kyle will Lowry. Win. That's when Kyle Lowry will step up if Jimmy Butler get hurt. Kyle Lowry steps up. Duncan Robinson steps up. My son, listen to me.
My son is a doctor. Let me call him and say, where you at? Let me send him to you right now to check you out. Because I think you're the one who need a doctor.
Kyle Lowry has a ring. You forget
Kyle
that?
Kyle Lowry has always found a way to let you down in the playoffs. I know that much.
No, James Harden would do that. Not Kyle Lowry.
Him too.
Kyle Lowry has a ring.
Kyle Lowry get a ring thanks to Kyrie Irving.
Okay, so we can sit back and we can watch. So let's go on to something else. Let me ask you a question. You are naughty. What y'all think is going to happen with James Harden?
James Harden will probably stay with Philadelphia now that they fired Doc Rivers.
They fired him?
Yeah, he's gone today.
Yeah, they fired him today.
Oh, that's today because this morning he was still there.
Well, tune in.
So they fired him today.
The final 10 today, Rich Eisen got it for you today. The whole breakdown of Monty Williams firing and Doc Rivers firing. And where
I
they could end
Williams
up.
Gone.
Now, I see what the biggest mistake would be if they bring, I don't like this brother D'Antonio. I don't know why anybody believes he's such a good coach. I think he's a crappy coach. And I hear he's a front runner, him or Monty Williams. I would take Monty Williams. I think Phoenix made a mistake by firing Monty Williams, and they can feel that later. If they get Tyronn Lue.
Yeah, Monty Williams good, but that's sad for Doc Rivers. No, my God. They should have let James.
No, but
not Doc Rivers.
Okay.
It doesn't bother me the firing. Doc just can't get over that hump. He just cannot get over that hump.
All right, I got a couple of things for you here, fellas. First and foremost, this is off the text line. Naughty Denver's only relying on the Joker. The Lakers, if LeBron doesn't play well, they could still win if AD does. But if you have AD, stink it up, and the rest of the role players don't show up.
Well, I mean, he did say if the role players show up. I think the Lakers have a better chance of winning if AD doesn't perform well, better than Denver does have a chance of winning if Joker doesn't perform well. Denver needs the Joker to perform well in every game. Am I right or wrong?
He needs to perform at a higher level in every game.
You're very right about that. I agree with that.
The text also says Miami's going to win in six. And tell Pearly, if he believes something, that doesn't mean he's basically right.
Thank you, Texter.
Based on the caller, nothing Pearly said was right. But then again, tell your caller, Naughty, to be careful. I don't know what the heck he's talking about. Talking about the Joker will make the Lakers look like a fool. Never.
I didn't say
so the texter then slapped the two of y'all up.
I said the Joker is going to make a laughing stock out of Pearly. That's what I said.
Time will tell, my brother. Time will tell. You know, that's why Chris Berman is my favorite sportscaster. And the words he always uses, I live by. That is why they play the game.
You got to play it at some point. You got to get on that damn and park it, you know?
But by defense,
just to go back to Ja. Ja say, oh, I'm not worrying about the West. I'm only worrying about Boston. Ja watching it on TV right now. He may be watching it on a little small TV and on cell phone if you don't behave.
I see Miami and Denver in the finals, okay?
This you got my phone lines busied up, or this just you on one line? Because I see some.
Well, it'll be nice to see the Lakers in the Heat in the finals again, you know, so we can spank them properly so they don't say the bubble was a fluke. I like that.
Well, I believe the Lakers will beat the Heat.
Anyway, if you really know anything about basketball.
I believe that. I believe the Lakers will beat Miami.
But I'll tell you this. If you can't see the league lining up for a Boston-LA final, Jesus Lord, y'all can't see.
Well, if Boston, that's a different matchup.
The league is lining up for LA, either Boston or Heat final, because anyone would be a big seller. The Boston-LA final would be great because you could promote the win for 18 and all that. But the Boston-Lakers-Heat final would be nice to see the bubble return and all that stuff. Because it's basically a bubble return now.
Listen. I don't really count no bubble games. None at all. That was during COVID. We were deep in COVID. Most of the players were sick, and the players even do. I don't count nothing in the bubble season. Nothing in the bubble season.
All right.
So don't even mention that.
Let's get that out of the call. Mystery, we appreciate you. We'll hear from you tomorrow, I'm sure.
Thank you, my brother. Okay.
Be safe as always. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads. All that time you holding it, now you ain't got nothing to say? All right. Texas chiming in, Naughty, Lakers and Miami in the finals. Boy, I don't know. I think it's old school, Lakers and Celtics. Let's go back to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this? Carter, you'll get it right, moment. I believe that's Mystery out all the lines. Be busy, don't you know? Make sure he get in today. Make sure he get in. All right. Here's another one. You want to try this one now, Mr. Producer? This might be some Brunt sections. Might be hanging over the phone. Talking Heads.
Thank you, Naughty. Finally.
Go ahead.
I'm the one who asked you whether Pearly was smoking something, because it seems that he is. What's going on, Pearly? You had your fun and you had your big victory with the Warriors. I win nothing in Denver. You might as well call it good night, Irene.
All right. We'll see. Like I say, time will tell.
And Pearly has not been smoking anything.
Nothing.
Except for the wings and the air fryer.
I haven't even put anything in the air fryer. I got me some chicken breast and I'm going to do some tenders and have a little wrap. So I'll do them in the air fryer in a few minutes.
So let's get to the break. Because we ain't taking our first break yet, right, Mr. Bridget? Take the first break, and then we'll come back and wrap things up. We got Rich Eisen on the final 10 today, getting us home. And, of course, you know, the breakdown of Doc Rivers and Monty Williams firing, the contributing factors, and where they could end up next season. Because they both probably going to end up with a job. So we'll see. All right, so we'll pick this conversation up on the flip side of the break as the Tuesday, May 16th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
From the fried chicken experts, creators of the Kentucky Chicken Sandwich, comes a whole new way to enjoy barbecue. The KFC Crispy Barbecue Sandwich and premium white meat Kentucky Fried Chicken Filet, stacked with bacon, cheddar cheese, crispy fried onions, and barbecue sauce on a toasted, buttery brioche bun. The new KFC Barbecue Crispy Sandwich is available only for a limited time. Try one today and enjoy a whole new level of flavor. KFC, it's finger-licking good.
The sixth edition of the Bahamas Games are on the way. July 7th through the 15th, get ready for inter-island sporting competition in the spirit of unity and camaraderie. Which island is gonna win? It's the Bahamas Games. Our nation, our talent, our games. And look out for the B-Games crew coming to your island soon. For more information, call 809-1242. Or visit thebahamasgames.org.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is pricey, and pricey is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We can make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
When faced with an illness like cancer, we band together. And we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey. Infusion and follow-up for every step of the way, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
We're back at you on the Tuesday, May 16th edition of Talking Heads. And he was doing so good up until then, man. He's on a roll. Now you got to pencil it in. E5, bobbled ground ball to the infield. Pearly Bach. He was doing dead good, buddy. Little ground ball and you bobble that one. Don't worry, you can get that next one.
Yeah.
I'm a producer, man. I don't know you. Don't know producer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I have to, you know. Anyway, we need that. Let's go back to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? Yep.
What's happening?
Hey, what's going on, my brother?
Hey, yo, man. Now, this championship series, I know Boston go in. I don't remember that one.
I know you'd say that.
Oh, I tell you, Boston go in. I don't remember that. Now, with the Lakers and the Nuggets, I think the Nuggets can pull it off this time.
Why do you think so?
The Nuggets got a different setup. Don't forget now, the Joker, what they call him.
Now, this is the same team that the Lakers beat four games to one in five games in the bubble.
They had Pope. Cornell Pope. They had, I agree with you.
They didn't have Gordon.
They had Pope. They had, The boy from what? Yeah, Pope. They get Brown there now.
The Nab Gordon.
Right. They have some different people. So, that, and then my man was in there too. I think Murray did get hurt.
Right. He was injured.
Right.
But the bottom line too is this Laker team. They don't know. The Lakers know that team, but they don't know this team.
The Lakers got two poison.
No, Jackson out. Jackson chiming in as the Nuggets. Listen, the Nuggets have enough weapons to have the best record in the league and play successfully well in the playoffs.
And what the hell? What the regular season record?
You can't say that.
Eh? Season record.
2-2.
2-2?
Yeah, they split them 2-2. The Nuggets won the last one, but 2-2.
Something to think about. Well, anyway.
But they haven't played each other since January. So the team that they played, the Lakers team that they beat or beat them, is not the same team. It didn't have Hashimura. It didn't have D'Lo.
This team wasn't there either. So we can't really guess the result.
What change does Denver make?
I'm talking about the Lakers though. We don't know against Denver if this going to be a successful change or not, Pearly, because they never played them.
I understand that.
That's the point I'm making.
I'm saying is the coaching staff. The coaching staff, the Reeves, the James, the AD, the Schroeder, and others know that team. They don't know the core of. They don't know a lot of this team, so it's going to be
Pearly, you can't say the coaching staff no, because Ham wasn't the coach. That whole coaching staff is gone.
Ham was the coach. Ham became the coach at the beginning of the season. Ham coached the Denver team in this playoff and the season.
Hold on. We talking about the team that they played in the bubble, Pearly.
No. I'm talking about the
season.
2023 team.
Because to my point, Ham wasn't a coach back then. They had a different coach.
No, that's the season. They played each other four times this season.
You clarified it.
They played since January. In January, it was a totally different Laker team. That's what I'm saying. This coaching staff have coached against this team. AD, James, and all of them have played good, but they haven't played a lot of the plays. They haven't played against D'Lo and them as a team. It could be something different for them. That's all I'm saying.
Only difference with Boston, they get my man who win the sixth man. That's a difference.
Brown, yes.
If you look at it, Boston got the same team.
Yeah, but I really think that Boston has, based on what I've seen, I really think outside of Milwaukee, I think Boston has the best team in the NBA. The more complete team.
Well, Milwaukee, boy. And I looked at coach to win best coach of the year. Yeah,
now, Pearly, I can be honest with you. You might have your point about this a different Lakers team going up against this Nugget team, right? But let me just throw this out there, you know, a little fodder for you. Okay. Jokic has averaged 23 points, 12 rebounds, and 9.8 assists in 4 games versus the Lakers this season. The Lakers got their hands full stopping this dude, period.
Yeah, every team got their hands full stopping the dude. You don't need to stop him, you just need to contain him.
I think it's better you contain him and you try eliminate Murray and Caldwell Pope and you might have a chance.
I think if you hold Murray and Pope down, you can beat Denver.
That a guy shoot the ball.
Joker can get his.
Well, we will.
You can't stop Joker, but you can stop the others.
Well, we'll see because the game comes on at 8:30 tonight. So who you taking in the game there, Pearly?
I give you 3 guesses and your voice still don't count.
All right, in the game.
Oh, man, I can tell you I'm looking at the Nuggets.
I can be honest with you. I will make my decision on this series after tonight because based on what I said earlier, Pearly, I got to see if the Lakers win game one, the Lakers win this series. Probably in 7. If the Lakers lose game one, they probably lose the series in 6.
And they got Paul.
We'll see.
The 2.
I think a lot of people are counting the Lakers out, and I think that's another factor again.
I'm not counting them out. I'm just saying this is
going to be. I didn't say you are a lot of though.
This is going to be a tough series. I'm just being objective as to what the Lakers got to go up. Yeah, they got some matchups they could exploit and win on, but they also got to give credit where credit is due. Joker ain't no joke.
So who can hold AD from their side? We only talking about what they can do today. Who can hold AD?
Well, obviously, you know, there's a kid there that was rejected in L.A., wanted more minutes, ended up in Denver. A kid named Thomas Bryant. They can throw him down in there to bang around with A.D. And he's got some experience from playing with A.D. in practice.
They get eat for breakfast.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying. You got bodies you can throw at him. You know what I mean? Joker might even play up on him. But see, A.D.
Joker play up on A.D. Joker getting foul trouble.
A.D. ain't going to play center, though. So you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, AD's not going to hold Joker because AD will get in foul trouble.
I'm thinking probably Porter Jr. might end up out there. I mean, that Porter kid might end up on him. He's tall. He's 6'9".
Yeah. He'll get 6'10". Eaten too, though.
Yeah, but it's the break. Okay. On the flip side of the break, Rich Eisen taking us home. And you guys been great all day. Thanks for chiming in. Probably we'll do it again tomorrow, man, right here on Talking Asgardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Take time. See you later.
Let's jump right into what happened in Philadelphia. Why did Doc Rivers get bounced? Sam.
Well, I mean, you got, to me, two layers to it. You've got, you know, the incredibly disappointing finish season. It felt for the first time in a little while in the Joel Embiid era that they might have what it took to take this thing a little deeper. And so game six, heartache, you know, you're up late. You lose a game like that. That, you know, that can get any coach fired when you lose game seven the way that they did. But I think the more nuanced, you know, story here is, you know, all the questions that they now face in the summertime, James Harden specifically with his free agency. You know, I definitely thought going into this summer that unless they won a title, the idea of James, you know, coming back and wanting to play for Doc was unlikely. So I think that is playing a part. And then you also have to remember, you go back to when Daryl Morey was hired by Philly in late October of 2020, he got hired 25 days after Doc got hired. And it was always a little strange, the timing of it. And they made it work during their time together, and it seemed to be a good relationship. But, you know, Daryl never hired his own coach, and now Daryl doesn't want to lose James Harden.
So Harden maneuver, and thus what? Does that inform us about the next coach, do you think?
It could. I don't have total clarity on what direction they're going to go, but, you know, the threat of James going to Houston is very real in free agency. And, you know, the idea that you then, you know, you have to take every attempt to give him what he wants to keep him, I think that's part of the calculus. Now, the natural counter to that is, wait a minute, you have the reigning MVP on your team. Like, this is not the old Houston Rockets days where you set everything up the way James wants it. And that's where I, you know, if I'm handicapping it, I probably don't think that James is back. I don't know if it'll be Houston. I think it very possibly could be. But we'll see what happens.
Sam Amick of The Athletic here on the Rich Eisen Show. Obviously, also what could lead to everything that happened in Philadelphia is the fact that there's a ton of coaching candidates that are out there, and they might already be talking to other teams. So if you're thinking of doing it, you might as well do it quickly, as Philadelphia did. Monty Williams is part of this mix. Why is Monty Williams even out there? Let me just give you a simple question. Why did the Suns do what they did with Monty Williams, Sam?
I mean, Rich, to me, it's when we saw two owners just coming in flexing like they have in recent NBA history. And I think that's the biggest reason that Monty is on the market now. Matt Ishbia buys the Suns, you know, said all the right things in his early press conferences about, you know, trusting his people and not taking over. And that didn't last very long. He's taken over. And, you know, he came in, and I'm not sure what James Jones' future in that front office holds, and, you know, but with Monty, two terrible endings to the last two playoffs, and an owner who clearly just wants to put his stamp on this group. I'm surprised, because I thought the relationship between Monty and Kevin Durant would hold more weight. That was a major reason that Kevin wanted to come to Phoenix. But, you know, we saw this with the Timberwolves when they got bought by a new ownership group. They went out and traded for Rudy Gobert because you want to do something splashy. You know, Milwaukee as a change in part of their ownership, and they are suddenly firing Mike Budenholzer. There's a lot of this going around right now.
Yeah, I mean, my gosh, the three teams with the most wins over the last 3 years, Bucks and Sixers and Suns, just all fired their coaches. Frank Vogel's in the mix for a Philadelphia job, as he's mentioned to be. We all know he won the bubble year as the head coach of the Lakers. Nick Nurse, one with the Raptors. He's free now. He might be in this mix for all these jobs. Why do you think we're seeing all this, Sam?
It's funny because we debate the value of the regular season, partly because of load management, partly because of ring culture. And I don't know. I think that's part of it, is the idea that all of a sudden owners specifically are, you know, like, they are looking at the playoffs and they're looking at the ultimate goal as the end all be all. And in a weird sort of way, it might be a testament to the talent level within the league, where you have so many programs where they feel so confident about the level of talent of their players that they think they should be raising that trophy at the end of the year. They seem to forget that it's, you know, one out of 30 every single time. And when they fall short, the heads roll. But it is crazy to see this many high caliber coaches on the market. you know, it's kind of a field day for any team with a vacancy right now.
Well, I just don't. It's so rare, Sam Amick of The Athletic here. Normally when a coach gets fired, you know, they're in the lottery, right? I mean, like, that's the way it would go. Or any other sport. Coach gets fired, it's because they need a quarterback. Manager gets fired in baseball, it's because the team has just been stinking. That usually is the case. But in the NBA, the job just opened today as the reigning MVP. One opened last week. And one opened in between them has Kevin Durant, who's got, you know, all the accolades and MVPs in the finals galore, and Booker. I mean, these are some serious gigs here. Which do you think is going to wind up being the most desirable in your estimation?
Well, to finish real briefly, sure. Rich, your son's point, you know, you get fired as Monty Williams. You didn't have your Hall of Fame point guard. You didn't have, you know, your impactful big man. He had all kinds of reasons to feel fine about losing that series, and he's still on the outs. As far as the vacancies and most attractive, you know, I'm tempted to say inevitably going to come with questions about Giannis's future in Milwaukee. You know, he's got a decent runway there, a couple years left on his deal, but extension possibilities nearing. But, you know, as far as attaching yourself to a guy who is as great as they come, I think that's a pretty good recruiting chip. The Suns situation is tricky because Devin Booker is elite. He's become one of those guys. And Kevin Durant is Kevin Durant, but he's still not a young man, and he's still post-Achilles Kevin Durant. And you have to figure out what to do with Chris Paul, whose contract is only half guaranteed for next season. And more to the, you know, kind of holistically, they don't have a lot of avenues to add depth this summer. So that job to me is worrisome in that regard. You know, in Philly is going to be, to me, you know, I talked to somebody earlier today about the Mike D'Antoni possibility. And I just think it's going to have, you know, Daryl Morey's fingerprints all over it. And I don't know if it's going to be as open as they make it appear. And we'll see what happens there. But yeah, a lot of good jobs with a lot of ton of expectations that come with them.
Catch the Rich Eisen Show every single day on the Roku channel, 12 to 3 Eastern, for free.